News time now is 6:19. Let's head back outside, get another check of triple team traffic on kind of a snowy slash rainy morning, Andy.
Yeah, and it depends on where you are as to what you're going to see. I am, however, seeing our first batch of slowing on I-15, and right now it's happening right at the 90th South exit. I'm not sure if something just happened or if somebody just crashed, but there is a little bit of a delay northbound I-15 right at 90th South. And then out to the far west side, we've got, of course, the traffic getting into the construction along 215 South End, making that turn to head north. It's a little bit slow there, plus the roads are wet. Eric?
Just got word of a crash on the east belt, actually the south belt, as you go north, start going north. That's right before the 6200 South exit. We've got a crash there, so just be aware of that. You've got some wet roads on I-80 as you head through the mountains, particularly up at Parley Summit, then as you head down to Park City. Down in Utah County, though, things are looking good on I-15. Heather?
You'll want to plan on a 35, maybe even 40-minute drive southbound 15 from Ogden to Salt Lake. And most of that is due to the wet road conditions, especially in Davis County between Centerville and downtown Salt Lake. A lot of water on the roadways, and it is slowing down speeds just a bit. But we don't have a lot of congestion right now, so no actual delays. And it looks like some snow is falling in the higher elevations of I-84 through Weber Canyon. Don't miss the 3-day holiday piano sale Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Piano Gallery Superstore in Murray. It's the biggest sale of the year, 3 days only, I-15 and 53rd South. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.